Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news, some bad news to start things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
How about some bad news, Dave?
Well, some bad news. A man has this routine. So, you know how some criminals, going back to when we were kids with Home Alone, the Wet Bandits, you know, they had their
calling
signature
card.
Thing.
Yeah. You want to be, you really want to leave your mark and draw as much attention as possible to you when you're committing crimes.
Make sure that you let them know every single crime that you
commit.
Yeah,
they want to be
they
loud.
Really tie them all together
yes.
and give
uh-huh.
you the
give you the maximum sentence.
The notoriety that you deserve.
Well, this guy stole a purse out of a car in Swansea, South Carolina earlier this week.
Uh-huh.
But for whatever reason, before he took it, he got into the crane kick pose from the Karate Kid.
Okay.
The cops posted photos of the guy and his sweet karate moves on Facebook on Tuesday, and they updated a few hours later saying that the guy had been identified. Although he didn't actually kick anyone, according to the police department, he has a unique ritual he uses before he commits larceny, and it's to get into the crane pose.
What was that you doing on those stumps over there?
Called crane technique.
Does it work?
If do right, no can defense.
I mean, maybe he's stuck on that line. If done right.
Work? If do right, no can defense.
Impossible to defend.
Is it like a good luck charm?
Was this
like
Ralph Macchio?
It's Ralph for you in Swansea, South Carolina by chance.
Yeah, what were you doing? Also, the crane kick. How many kids got their ass kicked?
Trying to use that.
Yeah, thinking that, like, Mr. Miyagi, RIP, God rest your soul,
yeah.
Pat Morita.
Yeah.
Spent his final days in Las Vegas.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
But how many kids thought that move was going to be like, you were just going to destroy everyone with that?
Yeah. And then you just
get punched in the face once.
They just got taken down by a wrestler.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have to be a double
leg
takedown.
Yeah, you're on one leg, man. Yeah. That's really, really, really bad. You should really, like, crouch and not let yourself get taken down.
Well, some good news today. A surprised Utah man shared a video of an owl that got stuck in the front grill of his SUV after the bird and the vehicle collided. The video shows the owl peering out from behind the grill of the SUV in Utah. I was driving home from my girlfriend's house when a large bird flew up from in front of me, causing me to accidentally hit it with my vehicle. I assumed it had died on impact as feathers popped up but disappeared shortly after. The man then said he was surprised to discover the owl was not only still alive, but somehow ended up trapped behind the grill. And if you haven't seen the video for this, the owl is both surprised and quite angry looking.
He's more so really, really angry.
He's very angry.
Like, this is so unfortunate.
I'm
going to
murder
here?
Everyone. That is the look that owls have.
Yeah.
They have some evil ass eyes.
They do, man. Yes. And they... Owls in general are just sort of evil looking birds. They can turn their heads all the way around and they're nocturnal
exorcist,
and everything about them is strange.
What do you think that owl said when he got hit by SUV?
What'd he say?
Ow.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, kind of.
What did that to me? Who?
There you go.
Who?
Oh.
That's early.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, good morning to you, good sir. My request is for you to tell me a story, you know, something to get my day going, something to make me feel all right, something just give me something.
Message deleted.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Why are you, why you put me on the spot like that? To brighten your day with, you know, what am I, like a monkey? You want me to dance for you? Do you want me to come around with my hat and get... tokens.
That'd be kind of cute.
Yeah.
I mean, little monkey vest.
I wish I had something good to share today. I don't.
Well, pump him up.
I got nothing, man.
Why don't you pump him up?
Yeah. What do you got?
Yeah.
What amazing.
No, I'm just
story
saying.
Story
like,
do you have today?
Not a story, but just, you know, try to like brighten up his day. Maybe just. Say
I think this guy's barking up the wrong tree. If you're coming to Mahoney. Yeah, this early in the morning need some motivation.
He's a ray of sunshine.
Is he?
Let me get some coffee or something first.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Are we just going to ignore the fact that this is the second news story within like 3 weeks where the person in question, their last name was Keister?
Message deleted.
So yesterday we were talking about the guy that was walking around the Dollar General store.
William Keister.
Corrections officer, and he was going to town on himself while following some chick around the store. I don't remember the other Keister story.
Now, the other Keister story was Ashley Keister, the lady who was obsessed with a police officer so much that she
broke
to the police station. Yes.
Oh.
What's up with all the Keisters?
Is there any relation?
No, I already looked that up. No relation.
Look it up?
Yeah, one's in Florida and the other is more East Coast. Well, more upper East Coast, so no relation there.
You should really introduce those two because he's a corrections officer. She's obsessed with a police officer. Like, this is a love connection that we need to make.
She doesn't have to change her last name. They can be known as the Crazy Keisters.
Yeah, with a K.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You can cheat on Texas. You can even cheat on hoes. But you should never cheat on the Dave and Mahoney show.
Message deleted.
You can cheat on Texas? Is that what he said first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can cheat on hoes, but you should never cheat on the Dave and Mahoney shows.
Yeah, I agree. We caught somebody yesterday cheating at one of our games.
Yep.
And
that was bad.
They're now dead.
Yep.
You get nothing. You lose. Yeah. Good day, sir.
I actually went over to their house
and
after the show.
Murdered them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cold blood.
Yep.
Cold blood.
Cold blood, bare hands.
His mother was home, Mahoney. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You didn't care?
Yeah, no, I mean.
You just did what you did.
You got to set an example.
She's like, who are you? I'm Bill Keister.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do we have leap years still? Do they still exist? So can anyone just explain to me why it is we have that, please? Why is there an extra year? Like, where's that year? The rest of the years. Day when the rest of the years. Where's that coming from?
Message deleted.
Yeah, we don't skip whole years. You don't leap actual years. But does anyone know what the point of a...
Yes, because there's a quarter, like the sun, like the earth is rotating. It's based on the Julian calendar. So, you know, the world is spinning around. Each day is, you know, each revolution is a single day.
Right.
And it takes 365 and one quarter to get around the sun.
Okay.
So I see.
Yeah. We're accounting for that. You know, a quarter spin doesn't sound a lot until you factor in, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. And then it, you know, kind of adds up. Like, you know, if you were going to rob your company of a quarter out of every $365 that they made, after a little bit of time...
Start to add up, and next thing you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's bright as hell, and it's pitch black at noon. And
you got a sock full of quarters. You murder a guy who cheats on a game with.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
That'd be an unfortunate way to go, getting bludgeoned to death by a sock full of nickels or quarters.
Yeah, don't cheat on our games.
I don't think you would die right away.
Yeah, it'd just be very painful for a very long time. Yeah,
like at the same spot, hitting it over and over.
Ow.
Oh, okay, I'm bleeding now.
Right in the keister.
Stop.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
You know, it's winter. People expect it to be cold, but not this cold. In the Midwest, they're used to very cold temperatures throughout the course of the winter. But the polar vortex has killed at least 12 people already.
Oh,
temperatures as low as 42 below zero.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, when they're canceling the mail...
It would have to be 70 degrees warmer, and it would still be freezing.
That's insane.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah. So they're saying that as of yesterday, temperatures plunged as low as minus 42 in Park Rapids, Minnesota, minus 31 in Fargo, North Dakota, minus 27 in Minneapolis. Chicago had temperatures still dropping after plunging early Wednesday to minus 19 degrees, breaking the day's previous record low set back in 1966. Wind chills in northern Illinois made it feel as cold as negative 57 degrees. More than 2,600 flights canceled early Wednesday, mostly out of O'Hare and Midway International Airports, because they'll do that thing where they de-ice the planes, but they can't even safely do that because it's so cold.
I mean, at that point, you just stay at home, right?
Yeah.
You can't go outside at all.
They're telling people not to take deep breaths because the air can freeze in your lungs.
Oh, that's...
You mentioned it yesterday. There's pictures of people who had farted and you know the warm air that you know comes out
it's
freezes
funny.
On the back of their pants,
that's
which
funny.
Is kind of funny, but still,
but it's dangerous. But just to give you an idea, time.
You probably saw a handful of those videos where people would take a boiling pot of water and toss it in the air, and it instantly turns to snow.
Did you see the guy who?
Oh no!
Did it with a like a coffee tumbler?
Did it
and threw it straight up.
And he came right down on him.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
No. So the lowest temperature this week that they've recorded comes to us from Thief River Falls, Minnesota.
Been there. Lovely.
Is it?
No, not really.
Okay. This was in the evening. They recorded minus 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Lowest record in Chicago, minus 23 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's just something like we've never seen before, and you know, if you're listening from one of those places,
Godspeed.
Stay
inside,
warm.
Man. Yeah, just hopefully you know there's no issues with because you'll hear about like furnaces exploding and like the water underground
is freezing
and it's causing these polar vortex quakes is what they're called where it sounds like these things exploding underground. It's because pipes are bursting and everything else. It's nuts.
I saw a back of, like a tank of a toilet that froze and cracked it out. It was just a block of ice because it knocked all the porcelain off and it was just a big giant block of frozen water.
Pretty much everything is shut down in that area though. My cousin was texting me the other night and it was Tuesday night and I can tell when he's texting me when he's drunk because one, it's normally pretty late Chicago time and then also just his cadence and I'm like, why is he hammered on a Tuesday night? And then I'm like, oh, because they're not doing anything. On
probably
Wednesday
because
they're taking the day off. So anyway, stay warm. This is interesting. A multimillionaire whose name is Victor Vescovo, he has reached the deepest point in the Atlantic Ocean, which is the bottom of the Puerto Rico Trench.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he has this fascination with trying to get to the bottom of the ocean. And, you know, the ocean in general at the top is scary as hell.
Yes, it is.
At the bottom, even scarier.
It's a nightmare down there.
The pressure down, well, the lack of light and the amount of pressure that something would have to withstand to be able to live down there, we just can't comprehend, really.
Yeah.
It's scary as hell.
Well, Vescovo became the first person to do a solo mission in a manned submarine vessel. So this guy, who's a multimillionaire, got in this single vehicle by himself and traveled down, made a solo dive deeper than 5,000 meters, which is 16,400 feet, according to the statement. This is actually going to be released by Discovery Channel. It's going to air in documentary form over the next upcoming years.
Mm-hmm.
The deepest point of the trench plunges 27,480 feet from the surface.
That's a deep-ass trench, but not the deepest trench in the world. The deepest trench in the world, 36,000 feet, the Mariana Trench. Like, the fact that, like, we're all
that's
Earth.
In the Pacific. So he took the deepest one in the Atlantic, which still is amazing, but there's a deeper one in the Pacific,
Mm-hmm. The fact that we live on this planet, we haven't, you know, and it's 2019, and we haven't been able to, like, get to the deepest parts.
Like, discover our own ocean.
And
we can
really
get to Mars. We can get to the moon, but we can't get that deep in the ocean. Like, that's nutty.
We've got a whatever, the Voyager 1 or Voyager 2, whatever, that has left the solar system at this point. We sent 40 years ago.
It's crazy.
Ocean's scary. Also, water. Screw you, water. Water, I mean, it's like the
screw
great...
Screw you, water.
Yeah. We need water.
Need water, but also, water ruins, like, everything. You know, like, you get one leak in your house, mold, everything in your house is ruined.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But also, all the scary-ass sharks living down in there. Like
in the bottom of the ocean.
Also, are you trying to convince me to get on the screw water bandwagon?
And
I'm not. You are mostly water. You're just a big blob of water.
Like 72%.
Talking trash about
90%
yourself.
90% of me is an a-hole, and no shocker that I'm 90% a-hole.
That's our life juice, man.
Yeah, man.
Life juice.
We need it.
All I'm saying is that it's
beer,
it's
water.
It's a tricky bastard, Dave, because like you get too much water, the water pressure will kill you. You go too far, you go too deep.
You don't have
water.
Enough water. It'll kill you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the biggest pusher in the world. It's the biggest drug dealer out there.
Yeah, water's just our mistress. Yeah, which you can't OD on water. Wait,
you can. Yeah, you can.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Water poisoning.
See? H2O crap. Get on this hate water kick.
You're stupid.
What?
You're stupid.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
Son of a... Love it.
mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Jordan is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Jordan? How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Good. So here's how this game works. We've got three different audio clips for you. They're all, you know, talked about. These are all famous people in this particular week. There's some strategically placed bleeps, and it'll take your mind to a place that it probably shouldn't go, because nothing that's being said here needs to be bleeped at all.
No.
But a couple of strategically placed bleeps, and all of a sudden you're hearing something entirely different. You're trying to figure out what's really being said.
Makes it sound like a fun Saturday night.
Yes, it does. When really it's not. Clip number one is Christina Aguilera. And so you're trying to figure out what Christina is excited for. I'm going to play you this audio, and then I'm going to give you the multiple choice, and we'll play you the audio one more time, okay?
All right.
Here we go with number one. Christina Aguilera, you're trying to figure out what she is excited for.
It's been in talks for quite a few years now, but now that I've got my wet, I still want to, you know, my fans all over and in Europe and everything, but how much easier for everyone to just and with fantasy and love and excitement.
Wow. That is,
oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I mean, I remember the dirty era of Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, she was wild.
That's bad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So is Christina Aguilera excited for A, a new season of The Voice, B, her upcoming tour, or C, her new Vegas residency? One more time.
It's been in talks for quite a few years now, but now that I've got my wet, I still want to, you know, my fans all over and in Europe and everything, but how much easier for everyone to just and with fantasy and love and excitement.
What's your guess?
I'm going to guess residency.
That's right. Yeah. Announced this week, Christina Aguilera going to be firing up a residency here in Las Vegas. And yep, she got her feet wet.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And everybody's going to come to her show. Do you remember the first song that she put out? Like the
Genie in a Bottle, right?
Yeah. You know who wrote that? It was like a middle-aged dude.
Really?
Who wrote the lyrics? I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Gotta rub me the right way, honey. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out. That was a middle-aged man.
Why do I feel like he was singing that at a shady massage parlor?
Oh, now that you say that, makes it all creepy.
Just remember, mid-aged dude wrote that whole thing.
All right, here we go. On to number two. This is Tom Brady, and you're trying to figure out what Tom Brady is talking about.
You know, I myself at 45, and like I said before, it's very hard to that far. I know how hard it was this year, you know, and the commitment it takes, and hopefully I've learned from some of the things that happened this year to be better now. But it's tough.
So is Tom Brady talking about how the game gets tougher with age, possible retirement, or the pressure to win the Super Bowl? One more time.
You know, I myself at 45, and like I said before, it's very hard to that far. I know how hard it was this year, you know, and the commitment it takes, and hopefully I've learned from some of the things that happened this year to be better now. But it's tough.
One more time. Is he talking about how the game gets tougher with age, possible retirement, or the pressure to win the Super Bowl for the win?
I'm going to say how the game gets tougher with age.
I'm sorry, you're incorrect. He was talking about possible retirement there. It's okay, though. You got one right. You got one wrong. It all comes down to this third and final one. This is Steve Carell, and you're trying to figure out what this commercial is for.
Is okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? It's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a
I want a
There you go.
Okay.
Steve Carell, he's doing an ad for something. Is it a Super Bowl ad for Pepto-Bismol? Is it a Super Bowl ad for Prilosec OTC? Or is it a Super Bowl ad for Pepsi? One more time.
Is okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? It's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a
I want a
There you go.
For the win, is it a Super Bowl commercial for Pepto-Bismol, Prilosec OTC, or Pepsi? I'll give you a hint. That was Cardi B in there as well. Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to guess Pepsi.
Pepsi for the win.
He's right. Yes. Give me this.
Yeah. No, I would like to see Cardi B in a Prilosec OTC commercial.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you, Jordan. Thanks for playing today, man.
Thanks a lot.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there's going to be a documentary about Lorena Bobbitt, and she is going to be in it. Lorena, who is an immigrant from Ecuador, and of course you remember the story about her lopping off the schmeckle of her husband, John, back in the day. Took it off with a kitchen knife as he was sleeping in their home in Virginia at the time. Is now the subject of a new four-part documentary executive produced by Academy Award winner Jordan Peele, of all people.
Jordan Peele has become such a, I mean, a force when it comes
to... An artistic force for serious and dark comedy and everything else.
Yeah. He's got a new horror movie coming out as well that looks crazy. So I'm really curious to see his take on this, especially because we have, over the years, had some random run-ins with John Bobbitt.
Yeah. It was kind of strange. Yeah, we were at like a bar one time, and someone's like, yeah, that's John Bobbitt. We're like, not the John Bobbitt. And they're like, oh, yeah. And so we talked to him, and he's like, yeah, it's bigger now, and it works great.
He did adult films?
Couple of them.
Yep.
Couple of them. Yeah. Couple of them.
Which, you know, fine.
I think they were called, what was it called? Freaka something.
Couldn't tell you. But
Soros was in there.
This is going to approach things because, you know, she's just known as the crazy lady who lopped off her husband's junk. And that was kind of the end of it. Now they're going to take it from kind of her perspective as to why she would get to that point of doing that. I'm interested. I'll watch it.
Yeah. Also, I'm shocked. So that went down on June 23rd, 1993 in Virginia. I am shocked that we haven't heard more stories like that over the last
years.
The only one that's really made national news.
But do you think it made national news because it was just so shocking that a woman would do that?
Well, yeah.
That anybody would. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
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 But we'll see how this this documentary plays. But, I mean, she's obviously got, you know, the huge name behind it in Jordan Peele. So I'm curious for sure.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, if the Ted Bundy trials or the tapes are making everybody lose their mind right now, do you think she's going to get a lot of that kind of like Lorena Bobbitt was super hot and, you know, is still hot? I mean, because she's obviously Ted Bundy's dead, but she's still alive.
Yeah.
Think this is going to be the resurgence of Lorena Bobbitt?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I think she'll be booked on talk shows and have a nice little run here as a result of this. So OkCupid says that people are prioritizing politics over sex. Is this a surprise to anyone? They did an interview with Huffington Post for the first time ever, and it talked about cities like New York, San Francisco, LA, and they place more value on compatibility with politics than sex.
Nah. Nah.
Nah.
You sure?
You're doing it wrong, man. You know what? You should hook up with somebody who has the
lots of vengeance.
Be hate lovemaking.
Yes. I mean, it's not going to last long, but that'll be a hell of a 3 week run.
Sounds great.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe it could last until election time.
Maybe,
you know,
do it around election time.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's
going to
be even more angry.
Just ratchet it up, man.
No. Put on the hat.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So as we say goodbye to January, it's tough to let go of the things that we lost this month. But it's necessary.
It's a time of reflection, Dave. It's a time of remembrance. And it's a time to just take a moment out of our day and remember.
And that's exactly what In Memoriam is all about. It's paying tribute to all of the loads, some hot, some cold, that were spilled across the fine highways of our great nation.
Truckers, living the American dream, shuttling goods from one place to another for our enjoyment, just doing the best they can.
Yeah.
This is their moment.
We pause to remember those whose work is done. Sadly, a few were taken from us much too soon with their best yet to come. Though they may be gone, they leave us a legacy that is eternal.
Notice me. Take my hand.
A
An overturned tractor trailer is causing a mess and shutting down lanes of Interstate 81. The crash happened around 2 this morning in the southbound lanes near exit 211. The truck was carrying cabbage and tomatoes. Both lanes are closed at this time. Crews are now working to get part of the highway reopened.
Take a look. That is not something that you see every day, unless you maybe work at a chocolate factory. But this was out on I-40 east of Flagstaff. A tanker truck rolled over, spilling out some of the 40,000 gallons of chocolate it was carrying. DPS tweeting out the pictures today, also calling it a sweet cleanup process.
A dairy big mess here on the westbound 401 to Pin C. That is yogurt all over the lanes there. Yogo yogurt, to be in fact, all over the collector lanes and some even in the express lanes. That tractor trailer hauling yogurt may have scraped up against the wall there, the concrete median, and perhaps struck the base of one of the signs there, ripping open the side of the truck. It's caused major problems for the morning commute. A slow go due to yogo.
This food is not for pickup. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office is warning people against eating frozen chicken that fell onto a highway after a wreck. A truck crashed yesterday near the Georgia line, and some drivers stopped to pick up the chicken tenders. Well, the county EMA also posted on its Facebook page asking people to stop picking up the food. Now, the crash happened yesterday. It wasn't cleaned up until about lunchtime today.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Love all the puns.
And we really missed our calling. Should have been local newsman, Mahoney.
We're not attractive enough.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're too fat.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Who steals a railroad track?
Where do you put it?
I don't know, but $30,000 worth of railroad tracks, about 160 specifically, worth an estimated $30,000, were stolen in rural southern Queensland. They don't know exactly when it happened. They just know that they probably used heavy machinery to do it. And it happened sometime between December of last year and mid-January of 2019. Police are still investigating the incident.
There's like a month
in between.
Yeah. In between?
Yeah.
We don't know when they stole the train tracks. My guess is it's one of those collectors. You know how old people love to like build train sets?
Yeah. Think that's what it is?
Also, why? How did that become a thing? Like, why is that an old person hobby?
Yeah, like, if you go into the basement of any grandpa in the Midwest, there's a collector train set.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they always want to be, like, a conductor?
Maybe. And then depending on the grandpa. My old Pappy Pat used to have one. And they had all the stuff that you put in the middle.
They had the town.
Yeah, little town in
like
there.
Like, really little fake
trees. And, oh, yeah.
Is it just a way to get away from the family?
Yes.
Is that what that is?
You go into any house, and there's always a room that the guy has claimed as his. It's normally the worst room in the house, so that way there's the least fight. Uh-huh. But yeah, the basement was a big deal back in the Midwest.
I miss basements.
Basements were great. So many times the garage, mm-hmm. you know, just depending mm-hmm. on how you know the climate of wherever it is that you live, the garage is perfectly acceptable sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
You think you're ever going to get into, you're going to ever have a weird hobby?
I have been fixing up my garage a little bit.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing in there?
Are you going to get it ready for something?
You make it a man cave? Like, you're going to throw a bar in there?
More like a little workout thing, you know, like so you can get little quick workouts in at home.
Okay.
Huh. I mean, I haven't used it yet, but.
Do you have like a, like.
You got to put those like mats down?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, yeah.
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 You're going to have your own personal gym?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, look at you,
I'm thinking
man.
About it, and then I'm like, yeah, stuff's expensive.
It is expensive.
It's real expensive.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that your like storage space?
Yeah. So I got to figure out where to store it.
You got to do that like.
Then I have to rent a separate storage space to put all my other crap in.
Has your wife watched that Netflix tidying up show?
No, not yet.
Yet?
No.
She's got to watch that.
No. Sounds like a lot of work for me.
All your stuff is going.
Yeah.
Everything. If it doesn't bring joy, let it go.
So a South Carolina teen duped his mom into believing that he had been abducted and he would be killed unless she gave his kidnappers $130.
It's oddly specific.
Sumter County Sheriff's deputies arrested Emmanuel Franklin, 19, on an extortion blackmail charge on Thursday, 2 days after his mom received a phone call saying kidnappers would harm or kill him if she didn't leave the money in the mailbox. Franklin just told the officers he actually made up the story to get $130 from his mom.
Wasn't the mailbox like three doors down? Not the band. I mean, like, actually three doors down.
I was like, the band lives right by this kid? Cool. A man in Florida has been sentenced to 10 days in jail for attacking a guy in a Minion costume. This is kind of mean. So on July 8th, outside of a souvenir shop at the Daytona Beach Boardwalk, a 25-year-old named Ryan approached the victim, who's a 40-year-old man named Jamie, and began to get rough despite the victim telling this kid, the 25-year-old, to stop. Police said that he picked him up, swung him around, and slammed him into the pavement. Now, the 40-year-old man is a partially blind man that was dressed as the Minion.
Aww.
And there's a bunch of witnesses that were encouraging him, kind of egging him on, because I'm sure that they were all just being drunk 20-somethings. Police said that the guy that was in the Minion costume did receive bruises from the attack, but refused medical attention. But his Minion suit, worth $300, was destroyed.
So this is why you don't infringe upon copyrights.
That's right.
None of these are officially licensed costumes, because they're going to send Ryan down there to body slam you. One of the best videos that we ever saw of mascots fighting happened here.
You're talking about Batman?
Yeah, it was when Batman got body slammed by some Raiders fan.
So some out of shape Batman that he like did the 1950s like put up your Duke style fighting.
Yeah. Oh no!
And he got hit with a construction cone first, and then he got body slammed.
Oh,
it's pretty awesome.
The other thing I don't understand about this story, because you know obviously attacking anybody is bad, but why are you putting in a half-blind man in a costume that you can't see out of also?
Well, I mean, if he's already half-blind.
What else?
I mean, your visibility is already low in those things. Like, last thing you want to do is have somebody with limited eyesight in there. It just seems like it could have been avoided.
And finally, the boyfriend of the year here. His name is James. He's 52 from Hudson, Florida. He got arrested for throwing his girlfriend into the pool at 3:30 in the morning. He told investigators that he grabbed his girlfriend and threw her into the pool without permission because he wanted to get her to, quote, sober up. I don't think that's how it works.
No, that seems dangerous.
I mean,
it doesn't get you to sober up by...
It makes you focus.
For a second.
Buzzkill.
But if you're hammered, you're just probably going to drown.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't seem safe to do that.
Online records show that he is currently being held at the Lando Lakes Detention Center.
I mean, you could push me into a pool of butter any day.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Also, next time I'm at a party, somebody pushes me in a pool, I'm calling the cops.
That's right, Dave.
How dare you?
I don't push you in pools.
Yeah, right.
I don't, man.
That ruined my phone.
Whenever I had nice enough parties for there to be a pool.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, so I have a friend who does not believe in speed limits, like, at all. He's insistent that cops really don't care unless you're driving, like, super recklessly. When you're speeding, like, I kind of get where he's coming from because I've been driving at a fairly high speed past the cop and nothing has happened. He sees them more as speed recommendations.
Message deleted.
Your friend's an idiot.
Yeah.
It's not that something you can choose not to believe in, like Jesus. I mean, it's posted on the side of the road
and it's physical.
Well,
yeah.
Dave, my religious beliefs. In my religion, there are no speed
there are
limits.
No limits.
There are no
speed.
Limits. Anything is possible.
You can achieve any speed that you want if you just put your pedal to it.
Yeah. I watched, I was driving back from Disneyland a couple weeks ago and, you know, 2-lane highway coming up California through the desert and, you know, going at the speed limit, I think the posted speed limit's what, 75?
75, yeah.
You know, and I think I'm going 85, 80, 85, but I see a cop in front of me. So, you know, do the thing that we all do. We all slow down.
Yeah. Sure.
And then, you know, the cars are kind of staggered and some clown going 120 miles.
You see him in the rear view mirror coming up. You're like, oh, yeah.
Who's darting in between? Yeah.
Like zigzag.
And you're like, let me just move out of your way and give you a straight path. Did he get him?
He did not.
Ah.
What?
So, like, they got, like, the guy got through, and then, like, the cop got blocked.
Cop blocked.
And then had to get off at an exit because there wasn't, like, he stopped at a rest stop because there wasn't another one for, you know, another, like, 50 miles or something along those lines. And I'm like, that son of a bitch.
Yeah,
I was, like,
away.
The eager anticipation, like, I can't wait for this guy to get a ticket. It's going to be awesome.
There is such an odd satisfaction about watching somebody else get a ticket.
Of course.
Especially if they're driving like a wanker, you're like, yes.
Uh-huh.
And it's even better, like, if that person just goes flying past you, and you think they're gone, and then, like, 30 miles up the road, you pass them, and they're pulled over. You're like, meep, meep.
My favorite person to see get pulled over is the guy who's in the new used car, who's driving like a clown. It's not, like, even a sports car.
You just got a 2014 BMW 3 Series.
No, not even that. I was thinking, like, a Hyundai Sonata.
Oh, the Hyundai Sonata.
Oh, my God.
It was like they had the dealer plates, the paper on there, and it's... driving like a clown.
I love it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
When was the last time any of you went to a museum? Do you enjoy them, or are you like the type of person that sees them as boring? And in that case, how drunk were you the last time you were at one?
Message deleted.
I don't think I've ever been drunk at a museum.
I have.
No. You have?
There's a place in St. Louis called the City Museum, which is awesome. It's a kind of like, it's actually for adults and kids. They host a lot of events there. After the normal hours, so
does the Mob Museum count?
Yeah, it's a museum.
We had a couple of drinks before we went there.
Yeah,
so technically,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't get like sloshed at the Guggenheim, you know, or something along those.
Do you
lines.
Like museums though? You seem like the type that
likes museums.
I think museums suck. They're boring.
Really? I mean, what's the one in Seattle?
Have you been to the Natural History Museum in Chicago?
Yes, I have actually.
It's boring. Pretty cool, Ian.
It's amazing.
Yes, museums are pretty cool.
I used to work at the Museum of Science and Industry out there.
Yeah, it's pretty
interesting,
man.
Surrounded by museum nerds.
Oh, please, Dave.
Dude, just take an edible and enjoy the day.
An edible?
Just relax.
Yeah.
I'll be paranoid of everything. That saber-toothed tiger is going to come back to life and eat me.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I just want everyone to know, dudes and dudettes, you don't have to separate your darks from your lights in the laundry. I don't get why everyone is insisting that's the way you have to do it. They're wrong. I've never done it, and I've done laundry hundreds of times, and my clothes are still the same color. It's just the trope of, I guess, some sitcoms where it's like, it doesn't happen. Oh, I left a red sock in there. Give me a break.
Message deleted.
If you leave a red sock in there with your whites and you have it on warm water, it's going to bleed everywhere. Look, you laundry pusher, don't tell me how to do my laundry. Everyone's got their own system. Everyone hates the process of doing it, but they've figured out the best system that makes them hate it the least.
Yeah.
I will separate my darks and my whites.
Never.
Every time.
I use the machine as a hamper, but I wash everything cold.
Oh.
So you just...
I've never had a problem.
Think about that. Mahoney in the laundry room at the end of a long day, stripping... completely nude.
Why do I feel like there should be a sexy song coming
on?
Sitting
on the washing machine, enjoying myself.
Oh, there.
Oh, my.
Oh, goodness.
Did your brother, doesn't he have a laundry service that he uses?
Yeah.
Are you the one telling me about that?
He said it's the best thing ever. He said that he just sets the laundry on the front porch of his house and they come pick it up.
How much is that?
Cool.
He said it was like $35 for all of the laundry, and you know, him and his wife and their two kids.
Yeah.
So they just put it all out on the front porch in this huge bag, and then it gets delivered back to their house.
Is
everything like perfectly folded? Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm like, that is such a game changer.
Did you see at CES this year?
And he said they only have to do it like once every couple of weeks, right? So I mean, you're thinking
$70
like $70
a month.
$70 a month.
It's a lot.
You can find somewhere else to cut $70 a month if it means you never have to do laundry. Yeah. And then you start factoring in, well, how much energy are you using to do laundry in your washer and dryer? And so it comes down
detergent.
A little bit. And detergent
and just
is expensive.
Mind.
Yeah.
You saw at the CES this year, they had the laundry folding like machine.
It's
almost like a fax machine, kind of.
Yeah.
Where you feed it in and it just comes out.
Yeah. And at this point in my life, like a laundry folding machine is way sexier than the idea of getting it on top of a dryer. Like if you just fold the laundry,
you're doing it wrong. You don't do it with the dryer. It's the washer.
It's a washer.
Spin cycle, man.
Yeah, whatever. The point is, I'm not getting laid on top of either one of them. So.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative X107.5.
Catch it, Sylvia's like, aw, like, what are you doing it at your parents' house on top of your washer and dryer?
Don't worry about where I do it.
Oh, jeez.
Don't come in here, I'm busy. Sylvia, what are you doing in there?
It's top stories.
Here's what's making news.
So nothing to worry about here. Just a large, mysterious object floating on the edge of our solar system.
Is this a yo mama joke?
No. Why yo mama floating so close to the edge of my solar system? Scientists have found a huge object hovering over the edge of the solar system. The body could help shed some light on how planets form and resolve a decades-old mystery about where such objects were hiding. The discovery is the first time scientists have ever seen one of the objects, despite them having been predicted for more than 70 years.
Space is just crazy, right?
Space sucks.
Like, it doesn't suck, man.
I don't know why, but whenever I, I'm engaging in some extracurricular activities.
Are you talking about getting laid or smoking weed?
Yeah. Smoking weed.
No. Okay, just say smoking. That.
Whatever. I always start thinking about space, and it freaks
me. It's because your fiance makes you sit outside when you smoke it.
I mean, what kind of animal smokes in their house, Dave?
I mean, it's a vape pen, whatever.
Whatever. But, you know,
like,
I'm sitting out there.
Like, how deep do you go? Like,
no, but I start to, I don't know if Ian does this as well, but I start to feel, like, so tiny when you start to try to conceptualize space and, like, how little important or how little importance we are even as, like, a whole planet.
I think you have to be.
I get the same thing just flying in an airplane. Like, when you're flying in an airplane above a city and you're coming in, you see all of the people in all of the cars that are stuck in traffic, and then you get a view of all of the neighborhoods and all of the houses.
Like, we're insignificant.
How unimportant all of it is.
Yeah.
You're just like, dang. Well, I guess I'll have another drink.
But I also feel like aliens are not going to be anything like what we think they're going to be. They're going to be like space jellyfish or like space sharks. Could you imagine? Like, it's just a whole planet full of sharks that know how to travel the cosmos, that are coming here to eat us, because I bet I'm tasty as hell, man.
You look nicely marbled.
I'm the human version of Wagyu.
That's right.
I haven't done a day of work in my life, and I am grass-fed.
You are an ass-fed ribeye.
Right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Nice little butter, the clarified butter.
Yeah,
God, so good.
Drizzle it on me. You get some sort of perverse satisfaction out of eating, like, oh, I'm the best, I'm the tastiest, aren't I?
Dave and Mahoney.
So what overwhelms you that probably shouldn't? Like I said, going to Costco, it's just too much for me. Scott on Facebook said, well, I have OCD, so pretty much everything. I can't stand people, so everything is great fun. But he said the worst, honestly, is the drivers. The left lane is a passing lane. I get so mad when somebody is driving slow in the left lane.
You are a menace to society. I love that there are lots of states out there that are enacting, laws.
Fines.
Yeah.
Yes, you're impeding the flow of traffic.
Yes, especially big-ass trucks. Like, what are you doing with a tractor trailer in the left lane, man?
Yeah.
Like, that is outrageous. I 100% agree with you, Scott.
Sarah said literally everything right now. I'm like 9 months pregnant, and I have a 10 and a 3-year-old, and I've got a fiance that's in the hospital. So, like, I can't do anything right now without it overwhelming me.
Yeah.
Annalee, the grocery store, germ infested, takes everything in my body to touch a shopping cart. Then when we get home, everyone strips and showers. My husband and kids hate this. I get overwhelmed when my kids get dirty. Malia said, walking into Walmart. Yeah. Eric, large family get-togethers.
Oh, yeah.
You ever get that anxiety? Yeah. You're like, oh, God, I'm going to have to see my drunkle, I'm the drunkle now. Oh, no.
You can at least blend in into a large family get-together. Like, so you've got a ton of brothers, you know. So, like, there's a couple that you could easily just, like, hide away with.
Right.
If you wanted to, you know. Or somebody. You always have, like, a family ally. Try doing that when you don't have a large family, when there's like 7 people and you are like the center of attention.
I'll take it a step further. If you have to go to the in-laws' large family gathering, then sometimes you don't have the ally other than, of course, your significant other. But they're busy glad-handing all of the dumb relatives that they haven't talked to in a long time. Then you're just like,
thinking about there. That now, yeah. It gets me anxious.
I'm like, you know, it's cool that we were related somehow, but do we really have to spend a holiday together?
Right.
Like, what's the point? You don't want to be here. You don't want me here. I don't want to be here.
It's too close. The Thanksgiving and then the Christmas. I mean, it's a couple of weeks apart. Like, that's not acceptable. We did. Nothing has changed. We have nothing to catch up
on. Let me send you a Christmas card and a birthday present.
Krista on Facebook said the drive-through car wash, and Alexa chimed in. She said, oh, my God, yes, trying to line the wheel up is stressful. Yes. So I used to have a car where, like, when you put it in neutral, it was like a fraction of a move away from putting it into reverse. And you know, like, when you pull it into the little thing and you get the wheel in?
Yeah.
If you don't put it in a neutral right away, it'll cause that thing to, like, come off the track.
Oh, no.
And so I would be like frantically, please just go into neutral and not reverse, because if it goes into reverse, my foot's on the brake. It's not going to go anywhere. But at the same time, you only have so long until that little wheel catches up.
Yeah.
And this car wash that I used to go to, these guys would get very impatient if you were the one that knocked that thing off the track. Yeah. And so it was pretty stressful.
No, that stresses me out too. I don't know. Like, where's the wheel? I'm like, I know it's over here to the left somewhere, but like trying to like it's you're going in blind.
You're going in blind.
You're going
every
in
time.
Blind.
Yeah. Troy said tipping the bathroom attendant at a strip club or even just a regular club. If I don't take a mint, do I really need to tip you just to wash my hands? Or do you really wash your hands when you're about to just go grab more ass anyway? The point of the bathroom attendant is that it's not just a hand washing attendant. Uh-huh. They keep the whole restroom clean.
Yeah.
And I'm with you there. Like every time, like what if you break the seal? What if you're at a concert? Because they used to have them over at the joint.
Yeah.
And so every time that you go to the bathroom, you're like, do I need to tip this guy every time? There's like $11
What's
worth of urination.
On that?
Yeah. It's just, it feels like too much.
It seems excessive because, you know, especially when you're at a concert, because they're not keeping the bathroom that clean.
Yeah.
Because there's just
too many people.
Yeah. I don't like it when they keep the towels away, or the paper towels away from you. Like, there's no access to paper towels or soap when they have, like, he is the gatekeeper. Like, you will not pass because your ass, you touched your ass.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Things that overwhelm you that probably shouldn't. Sydney on Facebook said, going into any place that I've never been before.
Ooh.
Just can't get into it. Tim said, people who stand in the middle of the grocery aisle. Yes. Baby red butt. He said, parents will know what I mean. If your kid has like a rash, or what looks like it could be a rash. Yeah.
Do you move somebody else's cart in the grocery store? Because I do.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't do that.
Like if they're not standing next to it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm moving it.
Yep.
I don't do that.
Sure. You bet.
Yeah.
Are you just going to stand there and wait?
Nope.
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
No
and
way.
Like I'm just like looking at something else that I'm not even wanting to purchase.
I don't but... I will admit that I get the, if I'm standing too long in one spot, you know, if I'm like trying to find something, if I'm in a new grocery store trying to find something, I do get self-conscious about standing there too long.
Yeah.
I will make a lap, but I feel like that's just being courteous.
That's being courteous.
Being courteous.
That's what's missing in society today, is just general awareness and people being courteous.
Yeah. I got a text here at 73100. This one, it hits home. When there's a long line at the soda fountain, and when you step up, you get that awkward pour of pure foam. You know, like, what do you do to get that foam down? And you seem like you're just holding up the line.
Yeah.
Like, you do, you know, it's like maybe tilt it a little bit, you know, do a little bit of the little nose trick.
Nose grease.
Yeah, little nose grease to get it to go down. Or also just like, hey, man, you see what's going on.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
You see what's happening.
Be cool.
Be cool.
Be cool.
Someone texted in at 73100. I get anxiety in parking garages. Arrows pointing every which way, both cars and people jumping out in front of you at every turn, all while looking for that one open spot.
Yeah.
Don't even consider when the girlfriend is with me makes everything worse.
Is there anything worse than getting catfished by a parking space? Like when you see the perfect space right up front, you get to pull in and there's a motorcycle or a
mini. Or it's like those little buggies.
Yeah.
I hate those. Yeah.
Brian said, when I tell my kids to hurry because we need to go and they forget how to function. Michaela said, paying my bills on time. Do you guys ever do that where, I have a little bill stack, you know, like they come in and I put them on the desk and then sometimes I'll sit down and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't looked at the stack in a while. And you go there, you're like, uh-oh.
I'll do it later.
And then you get the angry bill from the power company or it's like, 10 days, we're shutting you down.
All
like,
of mine, oh, no. It's I've switched to because I got so bad at that because I'm not, you know, it's not because I'm completely broke, but I just forget to pay.
Yeah. You do auto pay?
I do auto pay on pretty much everything now, which I'm probably getting just gouged left and right.
See, I don't trust them, and that's the thing with auto pay. Really? I just don't trust the companies to not screw me over. So I want to see it, but then it ends up backfiring on me because then I forget to pay it on time because I'm distracted doing other stuff because I have the attention span of a squirrel.
Yeah.
And then I get hit with late fees, which would have been less if they just gouged me.
Yeah. It's all a trap.
Casey said, folding and putting away laundry. I get anxiety. It overwhelms me. It's the worst chore.
I will 100%. If the price point is coming in on those laundry folding machines that we saw at CES, allegedly, I don't know if this is true or not, but I saw a price point of only $1,000.
Oh, that's a price of a washer or dryer.
It seems more complicated than that, though, doesn't it?
It does.
But I would say my threshold on that is probably like $2,500.
Oh, really? You'd pay $2,500
for that? I think I would go up to like $2,500 for a machine that will fold all of my clothes.
I mean, these are the innovations that we need in our lives. If there was a robot, you know, like they have Roombas and everything else, and they talk about in-home robots or, you know, becoming more plausible now here in 2019. If they had a robot that folded all your laundry and could ferry it over to your closet with some programming and put it on your shelves, imagine the satisfaction that you'd get when you open your drawer or open your closet in the morning and everything was just neatly there waiting for you.
I'm
getting just turned on thinking about it.
You gotta watch. Like,
why does that turn?
Take me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You gotta watch that Joy of Tidying Up show. Like, because the way that they fold T-shirts, at least that's what my fiance has done in our house.
Yeah,
and it is a game changer. You see all of your shirts, so you know what's in there without having to like pull them all out.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What overwhelms you that probably shouldn't? Kimberly is joining us on today's Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Kim?
Okay, so driving overwhelms me. I was in an accident at the end of November. Me, my husband, and my son were T-boned, and our cart flipped.
Oh my
God.
We're all
okay, but driving kills me. We rented a small little car, a Ford Fiesta, and I couldn't stand that thing. We rented it because it was cheap, but it was so small. Every other car was bigger than us, so I felt the anxiety so worse. I didn't want to be in that stupid thing.
When the insurance came through, have you gotten a bigger car yet?
Oh, no. We got, like I didn't pay like the extra $5 a month, so they would cover the rental, which everyone should do. Just pay the extra $5 a month so you can get a rental. They pay 80, you pay 20. So now we're using a Jeep, which is like driving in a tank.
So
much safer.
Yeah.
I can see why people buy like Escalades and like Jeeps and tanks.
I want to move up to a bigger car. You know, I've got a big sedan. The Toyota Avalon's the biggest sedan that Toyota makes.
But you borrowed, what was it, a Tundra?
I had a Toyota Tundra.
And for a weekend.
I felt like king of the road. Yeah,
you're just like all high and jacked up. You're like, I get it now.
Big wheels.
Like,
I'm like,
I need a bro-dozer.
And I'm like, the stereotypes are accurate.
Kimberly, thanks for the call. Glad you guys are okay.
No problem.
All right, see you later. Going back to Facebook here, facebook.com/Dave Mahoney, what overwhelms you that probably shouldn't? Paying for anything when there's a line. Like, I feel like it's taking too long to put my change away or sitting there waiting to give people money.
Oh, I judge. Yeah. I judge in the line because I'm done in 10 seconds. And how is it taking you 48 minutes? For whatever you're
behind
doing.
Behind a lady at the grocery store the other day. Again, hate grocery stores. Mm-hmm. And the lady sitting there slowly gets up to the checkout, wants to make sure everything is rang up just right, and then busts out the checkbook.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, do they even take checks anymore?
I love that Dave makes one trip to a grocery store, and he's got 72 stories.
I know.
No.
Jeez. Like, every time you go.
It's a bad experience.
It's a bad experience.
That's
what I mean.
There's people in the aisle. It's moving too slow. There's... hate it.
Got a text to 73100. Going to a craft brewery and seeing the wall of choices and not knowing what to get.
I mean, I'd be in the same boat. I wouldn't know.
That's why you got to bust out like any local IPAs. Well, what do you recommend? Oh, I'll have that.
There you go. That's always a good go-to. Yeah. But similar note is when somebody wants you to order a beer for them or they want you to choose where you are going to meet. Because you're like, I know where I want to go, but I'm not trying to be a dick and say like, I want to go to the place that's like 5 seconds from my house,
right,
even though you live all the way across town.
Yeah.
You know, trying to find that like balance of like, you know, distance and like, is it good? And if it sucks, then they're going to judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian said using a public restroom. What about having to go number two at the airport?
I'm over it now. I think my many trips to Disneyland have.
Oh, you're fine with it now?
I'm just like,
just let it go.
I don't even throw the thing down anymore. The little TP paper.
You don't?
Nope. Because it all it does is end up like because if you're moving around airports or like amusement parks or places that you're walking, because moisture starts to build up around your derriere, and then next thing you know, it's more of a mess than it was when you got there.
I learned something about those things. You know, like when you pull it off and then you try to pull out the middle part and it just rips it all to hell.
Yeah.
You're supposed to take the whole thing and you sit down on the entire thing. You're not supposed to rip out the center part. And then the process automatically breaks away the center piece. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I don't have confidence in my process that it would break that though. Sometimes
how weak is your? I mean,
it must be. It's pretty weak. I'll be honest.
But I didn't know that.
Which is why I don't like public bathrooms.
You know, like it's like rabbit pebbles. Like what's wrong with this guy?
you know what overwhelms me about public restrooms? Mm. The sound.
Yeah.
That I make. Like if I have to go into a stall.
Courtesy flush.
No, but if I have to make a like number one in a stall because another one's being used, I hit the porcelain. Yeah, I don't go straight water.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed by my own sound.
Sometimes you don't have the option to courtesy flush. If it's one of those toilets that's the motion activated one, they'll have a little
bucket
on the side.
I get up.
You know what's really bad is when you have to go.
I do.
You have to go and you like rush in there and it's one of those, it's kind of like an emergency. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this in a public bathroom anyhow. And as soon as you like are getting your belt undone and going to sit down, somebody else walks in and you're like, this is going to be the most. This is like the grand finale of the fireworks show at the beginning. Like, do you wait until they're done at the urinal, or do you, sometimes you're just like, oh no.
You just can't go out while they're still out the urinal.
You just have to wait.
Have you ever hid in a stall?
Yeah, of course.
Because I have. I'm sitting there waiting, and I see them, like, they're washing their hands, and I'm like.
Work is the worst place for that to be going down.
Yeah, because you have to work with the people.
Well, and then the people who have no shame who will come out when you know, they know that you're just going number one. You'll be gone in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
They just, poof. Door flies open. Look at
like
dead
you
in the
are
eye.
A monster.
Don't even wash their hands and walk straight out. You're like,
Lonnie said the cars in the HOV lane with no passengers in them.
But you got to remember the HOV lanes are only during in some cities at certain times, though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because sometimes it's like between 9 and 5, and if it's earlier or later than that, anybody could drive in the HOV lanes.
Cassandra said, waiting in the drive-through line. If there's more than two people, I'll go somewhere else. It feels claustrophobic. I mean, you are stuck, right?
Yeah.
I don't like the drive-throughs that have like the big barrier, or that are stuck up against the side of another building.
Yeah.
Because like, what if I do need to get out?
That's why I want the truck, so I can just bulldoze right over there. Yeah.
Joe joining us this morning. What's up, Joe?
Hey, the paper in the center on the toilet covers, it's to pull it down when you flush, man. It's not to be broken away. You leave it on, so when you flush the toilet, it pulls the paper down with it. It grabs the whole toilet seat.
Oh, is that what it's actually for?
I never get it right now.
Yeah,
I guess,
to tear that off. You're supposed to leave it on. So
but Dave's been dumping on that thing.
It pulls it down for you, so you don't have to start stuffing it in there.
Huh. I've never heard of, like, ripping it out, though.
You're not supposed to, because it rips it.
No, I know, but I've never done that.
When I first started ripping mine, I'm like, all of these are faulty. None of these work.
Nope, it's you.
See, but
turns out I'm just a literal dumbass.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, that thing's just going to stick to my butt. It does.
Poor Mahoney walking around Disneyland with a
That's
big
why
old...
I just bare ass it, man.
Oh, man.
Straight up, man. You can only get it once, right? It was from a toilet seat, baby!
He's the first one to ever actually get herpes from a toilet seat.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So today's contestant for Fake News Farrah is Brandon. And Brandon, I understand that you're the one that's been calling me fake news forever. In fact, you're featured in our sweeper.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. I call out fake news when I see it, bro.
And Dave, son of a bitch.
And Dave is the fakest of all the news. Isn't that correct, Brandon?
Yeah, you know what? That's for sure.
I hope you lose.
Dave Farrah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farrah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake News
Farrah. All right, so here's how this game works. Brandon, I've got three stories for you. Two of them are entirely false. They are indeed fake news. One of them, though, is real, and you're trying to figure out which one is not fake news. Simple enough?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's get to it. Story number one. And again, I hope you lose. Story number one, a 21-year-old Australian tradesman has been bitten by a venomous spider on his for a second time. The man was using a portable toilet at a Sydney building site on Tuesday when he suffered a repeat incident from just 5 months ago. Jordan, who preferred not to reveal his last name, said that he was bitten on the schmeckle in pretty much the exact same spot by the spider. He said that he was bitten for the first time, also using a portable toilet. He said,
"Was this guy a horse?"
He's not sure what type of spider bit him, and his colleagues that were on the work site took him to the hospital, but they found the lighter side of the situation. It was a redback spider, closely related to the black widow, and it is distinguished by a long red stripe on its abdomen. Its bite causes severe pain, sweating, and nausea.
Oof.
Super. That is story number one. Does that sound like real news or fake news?
That sounds like real news to me. Australia's got some crazy stuff over there. So
Keep in mind, this is the second time in 5 months, right on the schmeckle. All right, here we go. On to number two. A high school teacher is being charged with all sorts of criminal charges, 23 to be exact, including aggravated assault, child endangerment, being criminally negligent, and indecent exposure. According to the Olympia Police Department, a 37-year-old by the name of Laura James was visibly intoxicated and behaving erratically when she showed up for work. Due to lack of replacement teachers, she was allowed to teach her class, but it rapidly got out of control. The children were screaming because she was talking gibberish, drawing symbols on the board, and then started stripping off her clothes and throwing them around. The students became agitated and scared by the teacher's erratic behavior, and some of them tried to leave the classroom. That's when the teacher got very aggressive and started grasping and even trying to bite at some students. Oof. While howling and growling loudly. One of the other teachers, thankfully, quickly intervened and was able to subdue her. And again, now she is facing 23 criminal charges.
Was she turning into a werewolf because of that super blood wolf moon or something?
Could be, yeah. Could be.
Bath salts are bad things.
And last story. In fake news, Farah, a 41-year-old woman had the winning lottery ticket worth over $3 million on Friday night, but showed up for work anyway on Monday to deliver one last package. The courier company had no idea of her winnings. Quote, "I knew something was wrong because I came back from lunch and my office door was closed," said the manager. "I slowly opened the door to discover the woman who had won the lottery with her pants around her ankles. She was hunched over my desk like a hippopotamus slash cheetah dropping a massive poo on my desk. Quote, "It was worth it," the woman said of the arrest. "On Friday, when I realized I'd hit the lotto, I knew this would be the first thing that I would do on Monday." So, three stories. Spider bite on the wiener, naked teacher, pooping on the boss's desk. Two of them are fake. One of them is real. Can you figure out which one is not fake news?
Or which one is fake news?
No, there's two that are fake news. You're trying to figure out which one is not fake news.
Oh, there's two fake ones?
Two fake news, yeah. I've upped the fake news.
Oh.
Yeah. You changed the segment on me.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go with, man, dude, I'm still going to have to go with the spider is the real one.
You sure?
Getting bit on the schmeckle twice in 5 months is not fake news. Brandon, for the win, you are correct. What?
That's why you have the name Fake News Farah.
Stop talking trash, man. You get the prize. Just leave me alone. Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10
a.m. on X107.5. Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So this story about the guy from Empire that got attacked in Chicago said that there was a couple of guys that were screaming homophobic and racist things at him and poured bleach on him and beat him up and put a noose around his neck from, again, his name is Jussie Smollett from Empire. It's been a big story these last few days. A lot of people outraged that this sort of thing would happen. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago. Well, the police are having a hard time tracking down surveillance footage from the night the actor was attacked. They said that they reviewed hundreds of hours of footage and they can't find anyone that matches the description of these two people, with the exception of maybe two people that were walking down the road that hypothetically could be them that around, did this to that guy around
the
that
same
time.
Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no other footage of them or him being attacked. It's You know, I...
he told police that he was walking alone down East North Water Street in the 300 block around 2 a.m., which, Ian, being a guy that has lived in Chicago, that's a pretty trafficked area, right?
I mean, definitely.
Real nice area.
Yeah, it's great. It's right by the river. You got a lot to do down there, lots of restaurants. This is really surprising for that part of the city for me.
Yeah, and I mean, especially because these guys were wearing ski masks and they knew who he was, according to his story. Like, they walked up to him and said, hey, aren't you this blank from that show Empire? Yeah. And then attacked him. The cops are just having a really hard time finding anything that corroborates the account, and so they're frantically looking now for other sorts of surveillance, maybe from buses and things like that, that can help track down these potential suspects.
It's kind of become a political story in some ways, because he said they shouted some political stuff at him as well.
They're screaming this MAGA country and everything else.
Which, yeah, that part of Chicago is not. Which seemed weird to me. The thing that
if this happened in Alabama, yeah, sure.
Yes, but like the rich area in Chicago, I find that to be concerning. And I know this may sound weird. I kind of hope that his story is true. Because
there's a number of people that are questioning it now, because, you know, he said that he got beat up really badly by these guys, and then you saw the picture and he only had like one like small scratch under one of his eyes.
It doesn't look like he went through like a long beating.
It's so cold.
If he theoretically is lying about this, this is something that, you know, people who are actively trying to, push
stopping
back
injustices against, from happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
They'll say, look, they're all making it up. It's all fake. Yeah. This is all lies. And it's just a weird story that's been out there for the last couple of days.
Yeah. So, again, hopefully they find out some more information. They're able to get some more video surveillance from that area can help track down these suspects.
And if indeed it did happen the way that he described it, lock those dudes up forever.
Jeff Bezos has launched a private investigation into how the National Enquirer got his personal text messages. So his personal security team is looking for the source of the text messages revealed in the National Enquirer's report about his affair with Lauren Sanchez. If these fine folks over at the National Enquirer did in fact get these text messages in an illegal way, I imagine that the richest man in the world is going to have the means to find out who is responsible for leaking these text messages.
If they hacked him.
Yeah, he thinks that it's politically motivated. Obviously, you know, David Pecker is closely tied to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump and Jeff Bezos have squared off on a number of things. And so he thinks that it's possible that, allegedly, that the president may have something to do with it and or somebody that's linked to him. And so, you know, we're talking about, you know, some of the richest and or most powerful people in the world.
Currently still the richest man in the world.
Squaring off. This is something.
And once the divorce goes through, only going to be the fourth richest man in the world. But one of the best takedowns I've ever seen of just revenge, and I love, you know, like, revenge is a dish best served cold, is Peter Thiel, when he combined his forces with Hulk Hogan, of all people, to destroy Gawker.
Yeah, because Gawker outed him as being gay, and he didn't want to be outed, and so him obviously being outed when he didn't want to, rich, powerful guy, found a way to take down Gawker, but it was it years later?
It was a couple years later, and it was through Hulk Hogan. He was the one who was funneling the money to Hogan's legal team, allegedly. So I want to see what Bezos does to the National Enquirer after this, because you have made yourself a very powerful and very rich enemy. Especially when it comes to, like, you know, like, another, you know, when you're dealing in news or at least scandal, it's like, oh, cool, I'm going to put you out of business by creating an even bigger company, or I'm just going to buy your company, fire all you, and burn this all to the ground.
How do you think Bezos gets back? Like, if it turns out that David Pecker is in fact behind this from the National Enquirer, it's like, well, you bought 3 purple dildos last week, Mr. Pecker. So.
Well, my name is Pecker.
So much for that discreet packaging.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have any of you taken a bus or like a train on a long distance trip? Do you think it's worth it for the experience, or do you think you just wind up like hating it? I've heard horror stories about bus trips. And, I mean, trains are, I don't know, they're just trains, right?
Message deleted.
Yeah. No, never a long distance trip for me on a train or.
Takes forever on a train. I wouldn't mind doing a train. I wouldn't. Like, I feel like.
If it was a train in Europe, I feel like it would be a better experience.
Yes. Yeah.
Because America's just too big for that sort of thing. But if
Europe,
you're going
everything
like.
Closer.
Yeah, I mean, all the countries are kind of right next to each other, so you'd get like different scenes pretty quickly instead of just 3 days going through Nebraska.
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, if you're going across like northern part of Russia,
that's not different. Europe, though. That's, I mean, come on,
it's like
let's
the Siberian
on,
Express.
No one wants to do that.
I wouldn't mind doing, you know, like the Orient Express or something along those lines. I think that could kind of be cool. I actually wouldn't hate America either.
America?
Why
do you hate America?
A train ride across.
Why do you hate America? Well, yeah.
Because
you, son of a bitch.
Because people like you, Dave.
Oh, he's getting southern now.
But you got to have the cabin, though. You got to, like, because train, at least get, like, a sleeping area and something.
And hopefully it doesn't cost as much as, like, an airplane one, right?
Yeah.
Like, the idea of even flying in does it really?
I think if you want to do, like, a cross country, it'll take, like, 5 days to go across the country, and it's not that much cheaper.
Hmm. Sounds stupid.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, you know, it's overwhelming. I have 3 girls, 9-year-old, 4-year-old, and an 11-month-old. Going to the grocery store, these kids are all over the place, and they're good kids, but man, boy, oh man, they could sure get rowdy at the grocery store unexpectedly, so, yep, that's very overwhelming for me. Anytime me and my wife need to go to the store, I just tell her to go because I'm too damn tired.
Message deleted.
It's gotten so much easier, though. Almost all the grocery stores have the option where you can just pick it up. So you just click. What do you mean you don't like that?
I know it's good for some people.
It's great for everyone.
But I like to, you know, like, are you good? You're not going to reach far back to get me the milk that expires 2 weeks later.
That's not 2 weeks later. Yeah, it's 2 hours later.
No, it's not.
I'll go rooting through the milk and I'll find like one that's 1 day later.
You got little T-Rex arms. I got a long Inspector Gadget
arms. T-Rex arms, you son of a bitch.
I got right back there and I get milk that expires 2 weeks later.
Wow.
Or your bread or things of that nature. That's why I couldn't trust one of those like pickup services because they're going to get you the stuff that's right up front.
Or like they can't.
It's been handled.
Or they can't find it. That's always the excuse, right? I can't find this, so I'm not going to give it to you.
They don't ever say that. They don't talk like that either. I could find it. No, they're like, we got your
my friend did
a replacement.
That. No.
Is this acceptable? And if not, then you just say no and they take it off.
She did that service because she's a stay-at-home mom. She didn't have a car at the time.
Yeah.
So the person that was getting her groceries said that they couldn't find a particular product and that it wasn't stocked and they didn't really do much.
Did they bring the groceries in for you, into your house?
No, I'm just talking about the one where you click everything and then you go to the grocery store, you pull up in a little space and they bring all the stuff out and they load it into your car for you and then you drive it home. Yeah. I'm not talking about the ones where like they ferry it over to your house for you and all that stuff.
See, I want to look at my cuts of meat, the hamburger.
I want to look at your cuts of meat.
If I'm getting like if I want to like cook a steak or something, I want to look at it. I want to inspect that.
Go to a butcher block, man. Don't go to just a grocery store.
I just don't trust other people making those crucial decisions for me. That's all.
What decisions?
Crucial.
All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What would you rather do? Hold a scalding hot piece of charcoal for 5 seconds or hold a piece of dry ice for 8 seconds?
Oh, God.
Just, what suck do you prefer?
Message deleted.
I would go dry ice.
Yeah.
I would do dry ice, too.
It's going to burn, but it's not going to be like...
But you do have an extra 3 seconds of the dry ice.
There's really not that big of a difference between 5 and 8 seconds.
I mean, what?
Trust me, I know.
It's top stories.
Here's what's making news.
So there is a number of people that were a little bit confused about what was going on with this story because there was a deputy who swore that this person belonged in jail because they found heroin on that suspect. Look, I mean, it's the sort of thing where if you find heroin on somebody, they probably deserve to be in jail, right?
If you're peddling this amount of heroin, it definitely was a pretty large amount.
Yeah, this guy whose name is Matthew Kroll, 29 years old, spent 41 days in jail as a result of having this heroin on him. He was locked up over Christmas and New Year's, but now he and 10 others are out, and the deputy has gotten fired. Kroll had a white powdery substance that was found in the driver's side door wrapped in plastic with a hair tie around it. Mm-hmm. Kroll said it's Tide laundry detergent. The deputy, Stephen O'Leary, said it's heroin, a lot of heroin. Kroll says he bought his Astrovan 3 weeks prior for $1,400.
Hell yeah.
So maybe the last owner had left it behind.
But how would he know it was Tide?
But the street price of 92 grams of heroin could cost more than $18,000.
Oh my gosh.
So basically he said, no, I have some Tide in my side door. And the cop said, no, I definitely found heroin. And he said, oh, well, if that's the case, then it clearly must have been from the previous owner, because I don't have any heroin in the side of the car. Mm-hmm. I have Tide.
I had 92 grams of laundry soap in my door, and that's what I was falsely charged for, trafficking of heroin. He showed me a picture of the field test kit that he supposedly conducted on his phone. He never actually showed me the field test kit. So there was really no way I was getting out of jail.
41 days in jail, wrongly accused.
Do you think when they were letting him out, they're like, well, this is going to be embarrassing, but we got to come clean. That was Tide. probably not.
You're on a roll today, man.
He's going to sue the hell out of that.
Yeah. So a former stripper turned regional sales director for a therapeutics company gave a doctor a lap dance during negotiations, persuading him to prescribe addictive fentanyl spray to people. Cool, huh?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Sunrise Lee.
Hell yeah, that's her name.
Took Paul Madison.
Is that her stage name?
Yeah.
Sunrise.
Maybe. Sunrise. Satellite 2.
If you made your kid Sunrise, they're going to be a stripper.
Yeah, they're just destined to be a stripper.
What are you doing?
She took the Illinois-based anesthesiologist to the Underground, a top nightclub in Chicago in 2012 with two other sales reps. During the night, one of the other reps, Holly Brown, claims that she saw Lee sitting on his lap and kind of bouncing around. The testimony is the latest to emerge in the first criminal trial of painkiller manufacturer executives as authorities try to find culprits of opioid abuse and the epidemic that has been caused by it. Madison, who received at least $70,800 in speaker fees from therapeutics companies, was convicted in November in another unrelated case for taking money from insurers for chiropractic operators that he say were never actually performed. So this guy's kind of a dirtbag already.
Yeah.
But then there's this, you know, former stripper who's now a regional sales director.
So is that the way to become a pharmaceutical sales rep? Is that you you work your way up through the by climbing up the pole?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You don't have to bust through the glass ceiling. Yeah. It's the ass ceiling.
All right. Yeah. Should have left it with Mahoney.
Yeah.
Screw you,
Ass ceiling's pretty funny.
Ass ceiling's funny.
I like it. I like it.
Thank you, Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I don't know why, but whenever I'm engaging in some extracurricular activities.
Like,
are you talking about getting laid or smoking weed?
Yeah. Smoking weed.
No. Okay.
I start to feel like so tiny when you start to try to conceptualize.
All right. So Mahoney feels so tiny when he starts thinking about this while he's high.
How dare you?
702-791-1075.
How dare you?
That's why he stopped smoking weed.
It's cold outside. It's cold outside, man. What are you going to do?
We got some lift passes for Lee Canyon. The 2019 season includes some complimentary coaching as well. So if you want to go up there and kind of learn a little
bit. That's awesome.
You ever been on a snowboard before?
Yeah. Not my thing, man.
Not your thing. What do you mean it's not your thing?
Yeah, I like going to, let's go to those places and then I'll hang out at the bar. You guys go snowboard. I'll be drinking, hanging out in the hot tub afterwards.
Mm. Are you one of those multi-person hot tubbers as well?
No.
You are, aren't you? You're like, come on in. Like, water's fine.
Oh, there's bubbles. It's bloop.
Why is it so bubbly in here?
Farting in a hot tub should be outlawed.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
This is Jason.
Hey, Jason, what is the correct answer?
Space.
Final Frontier. Mahoney starts feeling small when he's high because he's outside.
I mean, you think of the famous Carl Sagan quote, you know, about when the first time we ever saw, you know, Earth from space or whatever. It's, you know, we're a pale blue dot dancing on a beam of light. What? It's something like that.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot. spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.